As we delve into Zuzer Zukowski's Illawarra A Day and Night, let's take a closer look at specific elements of art and principles of design that weave together to create an evocative landscape. This work features a seemingly simple scene filled with complexities that offer depth and invites us to reflect. To begin our visual analysis, let's closely observe the artwork, noting its various components without aiming to interpret them just yet. First, you might want to take a moment to notice the distinct lines that shape this landscape. Zukowski employs a combination of both straight and curved lines throughout the composition. The straight lines, particularly evident in the structures like the poles and edges of homes, give a sense of stability and order. Meanwhile, the curved lines found in the surrounding hills and trees evoke a more organic quality. How do you think these lines guide your eye across the artwork? They create a visual pathway that moves from one element to another, encouraging exploration of the entire piece. The gentle flow of the curves contrasts with the rigidness of the straight lines, ultimately creating a rhythmic interplay that captivates viewers. Next, let's delve into the shapes present in this landscape. Zukowski showcases a blend of both geometric and organic shapes, arranged in ways that create intriguing interactions. The geometric shapes can be found in the clearly defined buildings, characterized by their sharp edges and flat surfaces, while the organic shapes are represented by the trees and hills, which possess softer, more fluid contours. This duality fosters a balancing act between human-made environments and the natural world, suggesting a coexistence that viewers may find relatable. How does this balance affect the way you perceive the artwork? The shapes contribute to an overall sense of harmony while serving as a reminder of the interconnectedness between humanity and nature. Now, let's explore the color palette that Zukowski employs in Illawarra A Day and Night. The choice of colors is vibrant and varied yet carries a certain cohesiveness. Dominant colors such as shades of green and yellow create a warm, inviting atmosphere while simultaneously invoking feelings of comfort. You might notice how the use of contrasting colors, for example, the lively yellows against the cooler blues, enhances visual interest, prompting an emotional response. Color theory is notably at play here. The artist uses analogous colors to build harmony while contrasting them for impact. Have you had a chance to notice how these colors make you feel? The warm, sunny hues may evoke emotions of nostalgia and joy, while the cooler tones introduce a sense of tranquility and contemplation. Texture is another critical element worth examining. Zukowski's mixed-media approach adds various surface qualities to the artwork. The painting exhibits a mix of both smooth and rough textures. This contrast can create a tactile experience, drawing viewers in to explore its depths. The thick, painted layers may resonate with the turbulent aspects of life, while the smoother areas offer spaces for calm and introspection. How does the interplay of texture influence your viewing experience? It not only enhances the visual appeal but also deepens the emotional engagement, allowing viewers to connect more intimately with the message of the piece. Having identified these essential elements, we can shift our focus to how they are organized within the artwork, essentially, the principles of design that Zukowski employs. Consider balance, for example. The composition leans toward asymmetrical balance. While one side may contain a substantial cluster of homes, the opposite side is composed of undulating hills and trees, creating an interesting equilibrium. This balance serves not only to attract the viewer's attention but also establishes a narrative flow throughout the scene. It reflects the idea that harmony can exist within diversity. Next, let's discuss contrast, which plays a pivotal role in Zukowski's work. The juxtaposition of colors, light against dark, smooth against rough, grabs the viewer's attention and highlights the dynamic relationship between elements. For instance, bright yellow houses stand out against softer, muted greens, guiding the eye to focal points in the painting. This contrast generates a sense of vibrancy that invites viewers to explore deeper layers of meaning within the scene. What do you think Zukowski intends to convey through this juxtaposition? Furthermore, the principle of movement is integral to the viewer's experience. The arrangement of shapes and lines creates a flow leading the eye from one element to another, guiding viewers through their piece in a way that mimics the natural wandering of thought. Paths formed by the shapes and colors encourage a journey across the artwork, invoking feelings of exploration and discovery. This movement allows viewers to step into the landscape, providing a personal connection to the space depicted. In synthesizing these components, we see how Zukowski craftily intertwines the elements of art with the principles of design. The various lines, shapes, colors, and textures come together harmoniously to convey not just a physical landscape, but an emotional journey as well. It becomes evident that this artwork challenges viewers to consider their own experiences within nature and their interactions with the constructed environment around them. The layered visuals and textural depth create an atmosphere that invites connection and reflection, drawing viewers into a shared narrative that encompasses both nature and human life. In conclusion, Zuzer Zukowski's Illawarra Day and Night stands as a remarkable example of how visual elements and design principles can blend to convey deep meaning. The interplay of lines creates a dynamic movement that leads us through the lively landscape, while the balanced arrangement of shapes provides a sense of harmony. The vibrant colors evoke emotional responses, allowing viewers to feel nostalgia or serenity, depending on their own experiences. Texture adds another layer of engagement, inviting viewers to explore the artwork not only visually but also sensorially. As a whole, the artwork presents a rich tapestry of interconnected elements that inspires dialogue around our relationship with both the natural world and the human contributions to our surroundings. By combining contrasting aspects, such as vibrant colors against sober tones, and straight lines with organic forms, Zukowski challenges us to contemplate the complexities of modern landscapes. As you consider all these elements in conjunction with one another, take a moment to reflect on the impact of this artwork. How does it affect your understanding of landscapes? What narratives does it evoke in your mind? Ultimately, Illawarra Day and Night serves not just as a representation of a specific place, but as an entry point into deeper dialogues about existence, memory, and identity within the ever-evolving tapestry of our world. How might this understanding influence the way you engage with landscapes in your own life?